common way of thinking during the Day of the Dead by those who practice it is that they'll often say, you know, throughout these 3 days, October 31st, November 1st, and 2nd, we're just going to eat, we're going to drink, and just have a good time because death is inevitable and we're all going to die one day. Well, there's something similar that is said about that within the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, in verse 32, the Bible says, "If after the manner of men I have fought with the beast at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." Verse 33, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." You see, the Apostle Paul is simply saying this: look, if heaven doesn't exist, if you know the dead rise not, then yeah, let us eat and drink and be merry. Why? Because tomorrow we're going to die. Nothing else is going to take place. But the fact of the matter is, something will take place. For those who are in Christ, for those who are believers, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And the Bible teaches us that every man will give an account for the things done in his body, whether they be good or whether they be bad, the Bible teaches us. And here's the thing, those who believe, well, you know what, we're just going to eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, the Bible calls that evil communications. Why is that? Because the Bible teaches us that we ought to live recognizing that there's consequences for our actions. And the Bible says evil communications corrupt good manners. You know what, if we think that all we're going to do is just die, nothing awaits us after this life, that's going to corrupt our way of living. However, if we recognize that there's a God who's going to judge us, first of all, it's going to cause us to seek the true and living God and want to get saved. But for those who think, well, tomorrow we die, the dead rise not, nothing's going to happen, those are evil communications that are going to send someone to hell.